back, everybody. Time once again for another episode of OC Spotlight. The only show that takes a look at the most incredible people doing the most amazing things right here in our own backyard. And today, well, I keep saying we found the one that I would have never thought of before. Here's one that you're going to find very interesting. We're talking to the guys behind Biocide Systems. They're manufacturers of the country's top auto and home odor eliminators. We're talking about Auto Shocker, Room Shocker, from their line of Bioshocker odor eliminator products here. Welcome, and I guess we have on the line J.C. Bisella here. Welcome.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Am I calling you Juan Carlos or J.C. today here?
My friends call me J.C., so just go by J.C.
Okay, well, I hope I'm one of your friends here today here. I have Absolutely. Always seen odor eliminators everywhere. Every time I go to get my car washed, they stick one in there. Every time I see get a new car, there's one in there. Every time I rent a car, there's in there. But I never think about who does them and who creates them. And some of them are god-awful, and some of them are really great. Tell me about your great odor eliminators, because you do something totally different than anybody else does.
Yeah, ours is a true odor eliminator. We're actually a disruptor in the space. Most products are either going to be absorbing something or they're masking.
Masking is what I see all the time, just some heavy smell that they want to cover it up with.
Yeah, they're awful, and they're really not healthy either. They release a lot of, you know, byproducts into the atmosphere. I mean, they're just really not good. You've got the Christmas trees, and you've got the charcoal, and, you know, people put Febreze sometimes under their seats. And, you know, those things will absorb some odors. But what makes ours different is ours is actually a gas. And it sounds a little scary, but it's completely non-toxic, non-carcinogenic.
Okay.
And there's no residue left over. That's what makes it so effective. The active ingredient is chlorine dioxide, and that chlorine dioxide has been used for almost 100 years, primarily in slaughterhouses, meatpacking plants, fish canneries.
Wow, places they really got to get rid of the smell. Yeah, wow.
Exactly. That's like severe, severe odors. Chlorine dioxide, basically, the reason that it's so effective is because, one, it's a gas. So it can penetrate deeper into the pores, surfaces, than any other product. And secondly, it works like a smart bomb. The molecules are attracted to negatively charged molecules. So it literally seeks out the odor-causing molecules. So if someone's been smoking in a car, for instance, they're smoking, that smoke gets into the liner, it goes behind the dash.
Oh, everywhere. My assumption is you can't get rid of that smell once it's embedded itself in there.
Yeah, once it's behind the dash, how do you get behind there?
Right.
Well, our product does. That's the beauty of it. It will actually follow the path. It will go into all the porous surfaces. It'll get behind the dash. The same thing if someone gets sick in your car, or you spill milk in that car and it goes down into the cushion.
Oh boy, you're preaching to the choir here. I've got a 5-year-old grandson, and he gets car sick and throws up, or he spills his milk all over the place here, and my car has turned into a smorgasbord of strange smells that I can't seem to get rid of here.
Exactly. And, you know, it is more common than I ever knew until I got into the space.
Right.
It's very common. One of the ones that we get all the time is, oh, my God, I went to the market, you know, I had a bag of shrimp in my car. I didn't realize it pulled out and that went under the seat. And it's 115 in Texas. That car is going to smell pretty bad.
Yep. I've been there, too. I'm embarrassed to say I've left, or I go to the restaurant and take the fish and stick it under the seat and forget to pull it out the next day here. And now I'm, oh, yeah, you're talking to me here. But I thought you just kind of stuck with it. You leave the car open, you try and mask it, and you hope it eventually dissipates or goes away here.
I guarantee you any other product on the market will not get rid of those types of odors. Those are the types of odors that we go after. We are now the darlings for most of the top car rental agencies.
Really? Okay.
They're all using our products now. So that started all coming down last year, and we're very pleased with that. So, yeah, it's very, very effective stuff. I mean, and here's the beauty. It's so easy to use. Our product You do not touch any chemicals. You do not have to mix anything. You basically just open up a pack. It's like making tea. That's how simple it is. Everything comes contained in a little cup. It's like a, for lack of a better term, like an ice cream cup, if you will.
Right.
And you open up the lid. There's a foil packet in there. It's got the instructions. It's even got the measuring cup for you to make it really, really simple. You add an ounce of water. So you open up the foil packet. You take out the pouch that's inside. That's our CLO2 DMG technology. And that basically, that pouch has three patents on it now. We're triple patented.
Wow.
You drop that into the cup. You add the water, and you set it in your cup holder, in your car, or if you're doing a home with our room shocker, you can put it on a nightstand, and then that gas will take about an hour to fill the space, and then after that, every hour, you're peeling off layers like an onion, and it's just going deeper and deeper and deeper.
Well, we've all used chlorine for old-fashioned chlorine for Clorox and all that. I don't want to give a shout-out to other brands, but chlorine's been a long term disinfectant cleaner. Does it have any other qualities to it other than breaking down the smell?
Yeah, actually, see, the thing is that we as a company sell it strictly as an odor eliminator. Before you can tout any kill claims, you have to go through a whole EPA process.
Right.
But, you know, chlorine dioxide is well known. If you look it up, you can see all its attributes. However, even though it's got the name chlorine in it, it's completely different because chlorine actually, you know, gases off poisonous gases. Chlorine actually is carcinogenic.
Right.
There are a lot of actual. Well, this is completely the opposite. But it does have the name chlorine, which makes it a little confusing, but that's.
So it's dioxide. It's like chlorine and O2 somehow in there, like H2O kind of thing here. Right. Okay. Right. So how in the world did you get into this space? This isn't one that anybody would even think of.
Well, you know. I guess I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've had my hands in many businesses over the years. I was actually working on bringing the first privately owned ATMs into Mexico.
The connection now. I get it.
Well, so what happened was that through that, I met a lot of the hotel management and hotel staff because we were putting ATMs into the hotels.
Right.
And they started telling me about Legionnaires that was going around through the air conditioning systems. And that's how they told me that they were putting this chlorine dioxide into the air conditioning that was killing it. And so I started doing my homework because I'm very curious. When I find out about things like that, it strikes my curiosity. I started researching chlorine dioxide that night in my hotel room, just looking it up, and I was going, oh, my God, this stuff is amazing. You know, the government, if you look it up, the government used it against anthrax in the Pentagon.
Wow.
But again, you used to have to, up until our product, you would have to invest in a machine by DuPont. It cost you $150,000. It's the size of two refrigerators.
Wow.
And you would generate, you'd have to use it at point of use and generate gallons of liquid chlorine dioxide. And the reason that it hadn't come to market to the consumer is because nobody could figure out how to package it for transportation. Because chlorine dioxide basically degrades very quickly.
I was going to say it probably breaks down like as soon as you open it or do something to it, exposed to the air.
UV rays will turn it into saline, which is great because it doesn't hurt the environment at all.
When it breaks down, it just turns into saline, the same stuff you use in salt water, basically?
It's salt water. When it breaks down, it breaks down to salt water. That's in its liquid state. Even when it's in liquid, it's still a gas inside the liquid molecules. It can expand and contract, which also made it difficult for packaging and transport.
The package would puff up or deflate or whatever.
Right. So I came up with an idea. Back in that time, the Tide Pods, remember the Tide Pods?
Yeah, right.
They were just coming out. And the light bulb went off, and I thought, well, if I can put the chemicals without them activating in a dry state, I could give it a long shelf life, and then you just activate it with water. And that's kind of how it evolved. But it ended up being a lot more difficult than that.
And it always is. Yeah.
Yeah. But it actually took me down the road. And then I had to, hire some chemists. We did about 2 years of research on that and development. We wanted to make sure that it's safe. That's part of all our patents. We have a lot of components on there. There are tablets on the market for pools that you can get that'll generate chlorine dioxide. The problem is that you have to release below 22 parts per million. Once you start going above 22 parts per million, you start getting into the oxidation, because chlorine dioxide can bleach. They use it for bleaching paper as well. You can even, there are some companies that use it for stripping paint. So if you get way too high, it can become corrosive.
It's a different, it's a different characteristic to it. So all of a sudden, let's leave the science aside here for the moment here.
Okay.
Why didn't anybody else do? It's just too tough to handle, too tough to package, and nobody tackled this. And I want to be a fly on the wall when you go home and tell your family, your friends, whatever, hey, I'm getting into the odor killing, odor eliminating business. They're like, what are you, nuts? It's handled. Yeah. That problem's handled.
Who would have thought I would be, in the stink business, right? I never thought that. There's such a demand out there, and, eventually we are going after our EPA approvals so we can make all the claims, on what we can do.
Right.
With this,
and that's got to be a slow, difficult process to prove all what it does do and doesn't do and all those things, right?
Yeah. It's an expensive, it's slow, there's a lot of moving parts to it. So we're in the process.
So no wonder all they want to do is much easier, just to mask it. Just put a pine tree scent in your car and cover it all up here for a while and hope it goes away, right? That's been the simple answer.
That's been the simple answer. And then for we're getting into hospitalities. One of the challenges is that in the hospitality industry, a lot of time they contract out all their products that you get at your hotels, whether it be the shampoos all the way down to the sheets, to the service of cleaning the sheets. And those companies, they don't want to disrupt what they have already.
Right.
And so it's difficult to pierce that. We went after the lowest hanging fruit when we were doing all the tests, and we saw that the automotive industry was super receptive. We went after it. And it's we haven't looked back since, and it's been really great.
Is there anybody else in the space, or are you alone in this?
There's a few other companies that are trying, but it requires a bit of capital. It requires a fairly decent investment of.
Well, just the science. You wowed me with the science here and the intricacies of handling this and doing something with it and packaging it and all that. That alone has got to be more than just putting embedding a piece of cardboard with pine scent on it here and sticking it in your car at the car wash here.
Well, I was just going to say that there are a few people that have tried to do the chlorine dioxide, but again, they overgas. They're either using these tablets that aren't meant, to...
too strong, too little, too something too here. Strong. Yeah,
yeah, and they've come and they've gone. They haven't been able to sustain in the business.
How long have you guys been doing this now? How much experience do you have in this?
We're going on 6 years now.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So this space. This isn't 6 weeks or 6 months of experiment here.
No, it's definitely been tested and retested, and we've never had any issues. It's always, the people are really blown away because people don't believe that it's going to take the odor away.
No, because you don't think there's anything that can break up a bad odor, not something that's embedded into your seat, into your fabric, into your floor, like all the terrible things you said, spoiled milk, spoiled fish, spilled something here, people getting sick in the car, all these horrible things I can't even think about, but I've had them all happen in my car here.
We just had a wonderful letter sent to us. We posted it on our Facebook page from a woman that her father's house had a fire and half the house burned down. And so they sealed it off as best they could while they were redoing the wing that had burned down.
Right.
But everything got embedded with smoke and cigarette, and the kids were getting sent back from school because their clothes smelled, and they couldn't smell it anymore. And so they used our product, and they sent us this wonderful letter on how amazed they were. They had tried everything, and it really, really
did. How about cigarette smoke or smoke from a fire? Is that, because I would think that's impossible to get. I know people who are still smokers. It's hard to believe in this day and age, but I know people, and their house, their car, their clothes are just embedded with that smell.
Yeah, and that's the thing, especially for, we do a holiday promo for the loved ones in your family that are trying to kick the habit of smoking, because they're triggers. So
yeah.
when you smell that, you're trying to quit smoking, but you smell it again, it's a trigger. So
smell's a very strong trigger, boy. It creates, it starts salivating. You start thinking about it, like smelling apple pie or something. Here, suddenly you want it, you crave it, yeah.
Yeah, so what you do is basically we have a special that we do on the holidays. How a non-smoker, someone who's trying to stop smoking, you can put one of our room shockers in your bedroom, open your closets, leave all your clothes in there, and set this thing off, leave it there for 24 hours. So it will get rid of all the smoke in your clothes, in your shoes. You stand your mattress on its side because its smoke is in that mattress.
Yeah.
It gets into the mattress, it gets into the curtains, and it'll get rid of all that. And so you won't have those triggers. Then you do the same process to your car, and you do it wherever your living spaces are. And then you can avoid having those triggers as well. And it gets rid of all that odor. And it doesn't harm anything. It doesn't bleach, provided you follow the instructions. Of course, if you put the water in and then you turn it upside down on your carpet, you might bleach. It's amazing.
It's chlorine. It has a bleaching capability to it, or a corrosive capability to it. Right. So I'm amazed. What a brilliant idea. I would have never thought of any of this stuff here.
Let me check, if you don't mind, Paul. I'll tell you one more quick one that you're on.
Okay.
Gunk.
Oh.
Skunk is the worst.
Yeah.
If you have a dog that gets skunked in the face and comes charging, people know this because they've had this experience.
I've heard of it.
Charging into their house, it gets on the dog wants to wipe its face on the carpet, on the curtains, and now your whole house is contaminated.
Unbelievable.
Gets rid of it.
All right. Well, there's no smell it can't tackle. It sounds like you're from skunk to smoking to everything else. What last thing, and then we got to go here. You have launched a very unusual partnership with I guess this guy was a customer, a longtime customer, and now he's become a spokesman for you. We're talking about the youngest owner driver in the top fuel dragster world here, Justin Ashley. What the heck is that all about?
So Justin Ashley, what an amazing guy. He's probably going to become a well-known name in the whole drag racing world and beyond. The kid basically first race out in Charlottesville, he won. He does top fuel drag racing. His father was a champion, so his father Mike Ashley, and mentors him. And basically, this kid won his first race up against the top competitors.
So we're talking about like the NHRA Winter Nationals that takes place at Pomona every year. I think it's on this week right now here, the first week of February. It's the NHRA, the dragsters, the guys that, try and race so fast in a quarter mile in these incredible top fuel.
320 miles an hour in under 4 seconds.
It's unbelievable.
They're strapped to a rocket.
Yeah, right.
They pull for about 5 Gs when they pull out of there. But here's the thing, Justin, he's also an entrepreneur. He's in the real estate market, and so he flips houses.
Oh.
So that's how he knows about our product, because he's flipping houses. So it's
I see, because it goes into an old beat-up house, a stinky house, and the first thing he's got to do is not just tear out the walls and the carpet, he's got to get rid of that smell.
Exactly. So he came across our product, loved it. We happened to be at the SEMA show. One of his people that worked for him in his marketing, approached us, said, hey, we're fans of the product. Here's what we've got. And we started doing our homework on him, and we were blown away. So we wanted to get on the ground floor with him because he's really just starting off now. This is going to be at the NHRA Pomona. As a matter of fact, I've got tickets for your listeners. I've got a pair of tickets here if someone wants to come to the races.
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to pass some out here. What you should do is, what is it? It's like right now, this weekend, I think, here, right?
It's this weekend, absolutely. And I can just come by and drop them off at the station, not a problem.
That would be great if you could do that, and then we'll give them away on social media.
Well, I've got something that I can email you as well.
Okay.
So maybe that might be the way.
Let's do that. Stay on afterwards here, and we'll get your email here, and then we'll give them out. We typically give tickets away through our social media sites, our LinkedIn site in particular. We've got about 8,000 people on our LinkedIn, and it's mostly a business channel, and so they love to get free tickets for everything from Disney on Ice to all sorts of other monster trucks come through, all sorts of the crazy stuff. We seem to be the ticket outlet for these things here. So that would be wonderful.
I'll send you 4 tickets then.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful. All right. Well, we'll stay tuned, folks, listening today live or listening on the podcast later. You can check out our social media, OC Talk Radio, our LinkedIn page. We'll have some tickets for you to give away here. So final thoughts here. What in the world, where does this go? Is this just a side fun project? Is this a gazillion-dollar business? Are there new avenues and areas of stink and smell removal that you're still exploring here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a dinosaur, and we're just chewing off one bit at a time. We are in development right now for our slow release, which will release less than one part per million, which means that you will not detect it, but let's say you're a cigarette smoker.
Yeah.
You can put one in your car. You can light up your cigarette. You get out of your car. By the time you get back in your car, there's no cigarette odor. So it continuously, for 30 days, it releases chlorine dioxide and undetected, and it will continuously be cleaning your car from any odors.
Now, you know how incredible that sounds. Many people out there nodding, going, oh, come on, yeah.
No. And so we're thinking about this also for all common spaces, airports, elevators, buses.
Buses, buses, trains, planes. Yep. Planes and the stink they have in these planes. Everybody, you don't even want to touch half of the stuff that's in the plane here and everything here. Oh, I could think of 100 places here where, now you're making me think, I'm going to start gagging here, of all the places and spaces where public spaces where there's all sorts of strange, weird, mixed smells from the things that have happened there. And if you could get rid of some of those, wow, that would really open up some different possibilities. So how do we, the average public, where do we buy this thing? Where do we get it? Do we get it online? Do we get it at Walmart? Where is it sold these days?
Yeah, we distribute through Walmart, Home Depot, of course Amazon. You can get it on our website at biocidesystems.com.
And spell that for everybody here so they can spell biocide.
B as in boy, BIOCIDE.
Okay.
Systems, that's plural with an S, .com. Or you can also go to our auto shocker for the auto products, is autoshocker.com.
And is that at any, the auto stores or anything? Do I go to the Pep Boys?
Napa carries our products. Some of the Napas carry our products. Right now we're in negotiations with O'Reilly's and Pep Boys as well.
Yeah, those are the two places. I know all three of those, yeah. Well, you've hit onto something that, again, talk about being an entrepreneur. I thought smells, one, there wasn't much you could do but cover them up. And the whole market was filled with these cheap, very sickly sweet kind of smells, powerful, strong smells that you stick in your car to try and mask whatever is there. And you hope after a while it breaks down and goes away. But it never seems to, or seems to take forever if it does. You've come up with a whole different technology that sounds like it's been used for a long time in very serious applications. You talk about slaughterhouses or fish canneries or other sorts of places where they must have, I can't even imagine what the smells are in those kinds of places. And you've brought it somehow into the everyday, ordinary sphere of consumers here. Congratulations. Yeah. And an amazing story here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, auto dealers now are also just loving this product because you can just flip these cars, or even anyone who's selling their car.
Oh, yeah. Think about that. Everybody who's selling your car, everybody who's trying to sell your house, everybody who's trying to get rid of that smell, whatever it was, the water damage, the cigarette smoke, the something that you can't get rid of there, tackle. So give us the name of the products one more time, and how do we find out more about you?
So Room Shocker for home, Auto Shocker for your car, RV shocker and marine shocker for your recreational vehicles. We also have a liquid shocker when you need to do your outdoor space in your sheds.
Wow, you're hitting all these things I never thought of. Sheds, boats, all these other places. Oh, my goodness. You're going to have a whole empire of these things.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And you can find us at biocidesystems.com. That's B-I-O-C-I-D-E systems.com. Or you can also find us online on Amazon.com, Home Depot, Walmart.com, and through some of the local automotive stores.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another example of what this show is all about. J.C. Baselli from Biocide Systems.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Duluth Trading just picked us up, too. So
Duluth Trading, even? Oh, my goodness. You're everywhere.
Yes. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Well, it's an amazing story that needs to be told, and I'm going to go out and buy one of these things and try it myself here because it really is hard to believe. It's one of those things I think you got to try it before you really understand how well it does here. So,
absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Well, there you have it, another example of the most amazing people doing the most incredible things right here in your own backyard. Right here, Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.